Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
If you are looking for a new AR-15, and I'm sure many of you are, make sure to visit. Oh, man, this stuff is so good. The Arms Room at armsroom.com. I have one, and it is fantastic, and I wanted to give them a plug. You heard Mike on the show just last week, I believe it was, and a couple weeks earlier. We'll bring him back again to talk a little bit about some of those special builds he does for some phenomenal cost if you're in the market for that AR-15. I have a huge lineup this hour. Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms Association, is on the air with me. Jim, how are you?
Doing great. It's always fun to be part of the show, and tonight's no different.
And we have Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com. Alan, how are you?
Great. You know that, Mark.
Yes, I do know that. We also have George the Mad Ogre. George is online with us?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, we'll have George on shortly. In the meantime, what I want to do in this segment, those of you who have not, if you're just joining us right now, what I'm about to tell you won't matter. Those of you who have been listening to us for a while, I want to make very clear that we're going to go back to Alan Corwin in the next segment to talk about two upcoming Supreme Court cases that we teased in the previous hour. Right now, what I want to do, because we have limited time with David Kodria, who is now beginning to feel better and just fought for everybody's rights in Connecticut at a rally at the State House in a case that we've been following for many months here on the program. David Kodria, take it away. You were a special guest speaker. This segment belongs to you. What does America need to know about what happened and what is happening in Connecticut? Do we have David?
Just a second.
David, do we have David? David, okay. Going once.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead, my friend. What does America need to know about what is happening in Connecticut and what you experienced this weekend?
What America needs to know is that Americans are getting involved. Americans are getting involved in Connecticut. It was inspiring to be there. It was an honor, and it was humbling to be asked to be the keynote speaker there. There were thousands of people there. These people were committed. These people were enthusiastic. These people are ready to get involved. These people are ready to go to work and work against the legislators who work against them. And that includes legislators from both parties. You know, there's absolutely no sympathy for the Republicans who went ahead and betrayed gun owners because it was the politically expedient thing to do. But the thing that I took away from it was the level of enthusiasm and the level of commitment that happened. And of course, you know, speeches, Mark, you know from giving them yourself, you think that you kind of have them nailed down, and then last-minute things happen to necessitate changing the speeches, oftentimes right before you get up there and you deliver it. One of the things that struck me, there was a gentleman there who was waving the flag behind all the speakers. And this guy was so happy. And I found out his name is Ziggy, and he is an American who was originally an Albanian, came here, appreciates freedom. And I took one look at him, and I modified the beginning of my speech and said, you know, this is what it's all about. Look at the enthusiasm that this man is waving this flag with. This is what freedom is about. Freedom is joyous. It's not a bunch of stolid people sitting there and grabbing their lapels and talking about 420 years ago. Freedom is joyous, and this man is an example to all of us.
It's also contagious, and I'm sure you saw that in Connecticut. Now, tell us who was sponsoring the event that you spoke at.
This was the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. Wonderful people, big grassroots group that's in Connecticut. They are leading the fight legally along with NRA to challenge the laws in Connecticut, and they're also working very diligently to get the right people elected into office.
I have to ask you this question because I know what the chants were at the State House, even while you were speaking. Is there civil disobedience occurring in Connecticut right now?
Well, the theme of my speech was I will not obey. So, you can take that and you can pretty much extrapolate. I've been looking. The speeches aren't up yet. They've got some of them that have been posted. Mine has not been up yet. I'm looking forward to that so that I can provide links to that. There was one other way that I had to modify the speech at the beginning, and it was on a sad note, and that, of course, was the passing of Otis McDonald. And I did tell the story about in Chicago when I met Mr. McDonald and told people he was the second man in my life that I've asked for an autograph from, the first being the Lone Ranger when I was 10 years old. And I told the crowd, of course, about how Alan Corwin graciously loaned his back to be the writing desk for Mr. McDonald to sign his autograph for me, and they appreciated that. And they also appreciated, I began by telling the crowd that I smuggled in a case of high-capacity magazines, and I had copies of Concealed Carry magazine that I was able to pass out and told people about your and Rob's book.
Well, that's outstanding, and all I can do is thank you not only on behalf of Armed American Radio and the work that you do here, keeping us informed and the writings in The Examiner, but on behalf of, you know, I got some letters from people in Connecticut, David, this week, and people who had an opportunity to meet you and who were thrilled to do so because they listen to you on this program every week. So it makes a difference, and when you get up there and you can lend your very powerful voice to these people who are fighting desperately, and, you know, this is a new fight that they're finding themselves in. This is something that's transpired over the last 2 years, and they are now back, set back. David, are you getting the feeling that they're in this for the long haul?
I'm getting the feeling that they're not only in this for the long haul, but a lot of people now are going to be in it, you know, pretty much like we all are here on this program. We're in it as a life's commitment, and I don't see the struggle ever really truly being over. We're always going to need to be vigilant even after we achieve victories. And it was, again, Mark, it was just so encouraging to be part of that and to be up there, because what I told the people is that I'm essentially one of you. I'm one of you who found his voice, okay? And that by virtue of the fact that they were there, like it or not, they are the leaders. And it's just, of course, you know, it's like the people who listen to Armed American Radio. It's like the people who support Jim's organization in Ohio. It's like the people who buy Alan's books. These are the people who are the leaders in this country, because these are the people who have the information, and they're the ones that go out there and pass that on to their friends and their colleagues and fellow gun owners.
I want you to take a listen to this, David, because I want you to know, and I want America to know about the difference that you make. The title of this email was Met David Kodria Today in Connecticut. It was from Jay Van Achterberg. He says, "Hi, Mark, I'm an AAR listener in Connecticut and went to the CCDL rally today with three of my children, ages 12 to 20. We were all quite encouraged by the event and by the fact that the rally's most prominent chant was, 'We will not comply.' That chant was also echoed by several dozen brethren who traveled from New York to support us at our rally today, and of course by David Kodria, whom we listeners know had personal experience with noncompliance in California. I pray, and it seems God may be answering, that Connecticut and many other American gun owners are waking up to act politically while we still have that option of winning with our First Amendment rights. I've been listening to the AAR show nearly every week since your 2012 interview of Ted Nugent. So it was a joy to take my children up to meet David and his son afterwards. It's a great honor when the Lord let me introduce my kids to living role models such as David. In this case, someone who has been thoughtfully and faithfully proclaiming along with me the logic behind the principles I teach my own family on the Second Amendment. We prayed tonight for David's continued healing from his pneumonia and broken ribs, and are thankful that David's family is there helping him in his time of need. Thanks for being our voice each week and for continuing to have Scott Wilson from CCDL and Rich Burgess, Connecticut Carry, on regularly to let the country know what's happening here in this temporary liberal beachhead called Connecticut. It feels like a political Alamo here, and with the help of brethren like you, we will never surrender or retreat. God bless you all, and God bless America." That's the kind of people, David, that heard you this weekend.
And I remember Jay, and I remember his family. I remember his children well. And it's, again, what I say, when I am from these people, listen to how this man writes, listen to what his thoughts are. This guy, by virtue of the fact that he's there and that he knows this and that he's teaching this, he's a leader. And these are the types of people that I'm proud to be associated with. And again, I was very humbled that CCDL asked me to show up and deliver the keynote speech. Hopefully, they're satisfied with the delivery and the performance. I've gotten good feedback on it, and I'm just looking forward to helping them and helping whoever deserves it any way that I possibly can. One last thing before you let me go. We were invited afterward to a dinner. We had a wild game dinner courtesy of the Venator Foundation, Inc., which is an affiliate of the Dallas Safari Club. So I just wanted to get in a shout-out and say thanks to them for their wonderful hospitality and the wonderful meal they provided for us.
And thanks to you and for everybody in Connecticut for having you there. Ladies and gentlemen, that was David Kodria, who went up there and stood by your side fighting for freedom. We're going to reach out to Scott Wilson and Rich Burgess and get them both back on this program as a follow-up to what's happening in Connecticut. Back with the crew right after this.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. That's Driving and Crying. They're from Atlanta. They got their name because anybody who's driving in Atlanta is crying.
I was going to ask you.
Came back from Savannah this week. If I lived the same distance in any other city, I'd have been home 5 hours earlier than I was. It's ridiculous.
Is the traffic really that bad?
I don't even, just please. KBIM 910. This is great. I like this. Talk 910, the voice and choice. KBIM in Roswell, New Mexico. Hmm. You're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network right now, and we appreciate that very much. WGSO in New Orleans, we've mentioned you. Welcome to the show. It's great to be in your car, your living room, your den, your patio, wherever you are listening to Armed American Radio, your phone, whatever technological device you're using. It's great to be there with you. You know a little bit about gun confiscation. And we have some new affiliates we'll be welcoming in the next several weeks as well. So all of you, welcome to the show. Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms Association, pleasure to have you here with us for the remainder of the hour. How are you?
Always fun. I love the round table.
Fun to hear David Kodria's experiences up in Connecticut, and just perfect timing to get that fantastic letter from Jay, who attended and met him and went because he heard about it on Armed American Radio.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like Cam Edwards was our keynote speaker last night. He was talking about freedom being contagious and the fact that we inspire each other in this movement, and that's drastically different from the other side where Bloomberg has to pay somebody to show up and protest.
Yeah, it is really something. We'll kind of have fun with the anti-gunners. I got a note from the Brady campaign today about how they had 2,100 people. It's kind of funny to listen to. But before we do that, let me go to Alan Corwin of gunlaws.com. 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 Go there and visit Alan Corwin. You will not be disappointed. You've heard him here on the show. His wit and wisdom is legendary. Alan, always a pleasure, and welcome back. The segment is yours. Take it away. We have two Supreme Court cases you need to tell us about.
Oh, my God, I knew you would do this to me. You give me 10 minutes to do 4 hours' worth of material. Well, I have till 1 in the morning. It's no problem.
There you go.
There are two key cases. There's 110 Supreme Court cases at this point, but here's the one that scares me most. This 9-0 decision, U.S. v. Castleman, was about domestic violence. And domestic violence typically involves violence. Well, this guy was convicted without a showing of violence in a domestic violence charge. And because it's a DV, domestic violence charge, he loses his right to keep and bear arms. 10% of the Bill of Rights is just erased if you're convicted of domestic violence. But in his conviction, there was no violence, no showing of violence, no claim of violence. And the court decided that that's okay, that you don't have to show violence. And let me see, I got the exact phrase here. Unwanted or offensive touching now can get you convicted of domestic violence. So if your spouse says, don't touch me, and you touch her or him, that's unwanted touching. And that can now lead to a domestic violence charge. They take your name. They put you in the NICS index. You are banned from firearms for life. And here's another thing I'll be exposing in the next page 9 report. Prohibited person is a phrase we all know. If you have a domestic violence charge, you become a prohibited person, along with murderers and thieves and real serious felony criminals. So now simply unwanted or offensive touching can remove your Second Amendment rights. But you're not a prohibited person anymore. What I've discovered, thanks to a friend who suggested this to me, you now live in a prohibited household because a prohibited person can't can't have a firearm or have access to a firearm or ammunition. So if Mark, or let's not use us as examples, but if somebody goes back home after a charge like this, their entire household is wiped clean of the Second Amendment because the word prohibited possessor is really inaccurate now. It's prohibited household if somebody lives there. Does that scare you?
It does. And we talked about Castleman briefly on the show a few weeks ago. Here's what my take on it was very quickly, Alan, was that it isn't the it's the definition that is the slippery slope. It's the unwanted touching. Everybody's definition will be different. And this is where we have a slippery slope.
But this should require,
that can only end badly.
This should require violence. Domestic
right.
violence, first of all, is a misdemeanor, should not deny your fundamental human rights like the Bill of Rights, which now it does thanks to Lautenberg sneaking it into the law late at night and telling everybody it's not in there and getting it voted on. So now it takes away your rights, and violence doesn't have to be a part of it. This is just terrible. See, what's happening in Connecticut has a real positive side to it. I've been telling people for a long time, the worse it gets, the better it gets. By Connecticut going so far over the line into tyranny, outlawing products you already own, an ex post facto violation of the Constitution, ex post facto, take a look in Article 1, Section 9, you can't make something illegal today that yesterday was okay and then charge people with it. Domestic violence does that, Connecticut did that, and now people are literally up in arms saying, I won't obey. But look at the pickle it puts them in, because they're now in felony possession of contraband,
mm-hmm.
and if you know they have it, now you're an accessory to a felony, and what can they do with these guns? What can they do with a gun that's been outlawed? You can't take it to a gunsmith, you can't take it to a range, you can't clean it, you can't use it. If you show it to a friend, you incorporate him into the crime of simply owning private property. And the guys who like this stuff, the Obama administration, they don't care. They're looking for every way they can to limit the number of gun owners and get more people on the NICS index. So you have mental health, declare everybody crazy by any kind of authority. You have the marijuana laws. Hey, let's let everybody smoke pot. And if you're a pot user, then technically you're a prohibited possessor, and that means your whole household is a prohibited household. And then they go outlaw things ex post facto. They do it. They get away with it. I'll be writing about all this in the next page 9. There's no way to do it on the air off the top of my head, and I do my best, but when I can sit and think instead of talking to you morons, I can get it straight.
I love it. And when you do have the time to sit and think, the writings that we get from you in page 9 are just absolutely brilliant. Alan, I want to thank you for sticking around with us. I know we held you over a little bit longer than you had anticipated, and it's always a pleasure to have you and your wit, your wisdom, and your humor here on the program.
It was great to hear David Kodria. We're good friends, and I'm thrilled that he was a keynote speaker up there and he got everybody pumped up. I didn't see any media reports on it. The media is so accurate. Where were the media reports? I know there was a rally in cities to get illegal immigrants in.
Mm-hmm.
They call them immigrants, but the illegal immigrants. I saw that, but I didn't see anything about this absolute compromise of our constitutional rights in a state like Connecticut. There was nothing. Dead silence. Radio silence.
In the Constitution state, of all places. Alan, we're getting ready to take a break. I want to mention this to you because you've probably heard this. But Alan Gottlieb, your friend Alan Gottlieb,
right.
is now a regular contributor to this program as well. And
right.
we continue to grow and explode across the country. So if they don't get it in their local press, they can get it right here on Armed American Radio.
Well, that's what we're doing. They'd like to shut us down. They're working on that too, but there's no time to talk about it. I'll wait till I have my brain transplant and they put the little sensors in there that they want smaller and wireless so they don't have to get close to you to deal with you.
Sounds good to me. Alan Corwin, everybody, gunlaws.com. Go there. This is what you'll get a taste of. Jim Irvine and I will be right back to take you through the rest of the hour right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Gauco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgauco.com today. That's usgauco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. Here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I want to let you know, if you happen to be in the Orlando, Florida area next week, please come down to the Lake Mary, Florida, Gander Mountain Academy, and visit with me on Saturday next week and hang out with me and meet the rest of the crew down there at Gander Mountain. We'll be doing the CCW Expo, always a tremendous amount of fun at the Gander Mountain Concealed Carry Expo. Plenty of ammo. If you're looking for 22, it'll be there. And I'm going to get a letter from that one guy who was there 2 years ago that said, yeah, full of it. I was there, I waited from 8 o'clock. The truck didn't show up. It wasn't my fault, and it wasn't Gander Mountain's fault. It was a truck. I spent 26 years in the trucking business, and I had to tell my fair share of customers that the truck broke down. It happens. What can I tell you? But it won't this time. The ammunition is there, and it is there by the tens of thousands of rounds. So come on out to the Gander Mountain Academy and visit with us on April 12th. Come on out and see us and have some fun. Jump in the simulators with us. You'll have a great time. Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms Association, welcome back.
It's good to be here. Going to have some fun.
Let's talk about Bob Costas, shall we? What does Bob Costas have to do with guns?
I don't know. He's got about as much brains as one.
Bob Costas, this is from the Daily Caller. We talked about Bob here, Jim, a few weeks ago. You know, he was back on the O'Reilly factor, and he tried to walk back. If you remember last year during the football season, he made some boneheaded statements during a football game about gun control shortly after Newtown. And a lot of Americans sat there and thought, what the hell is Bob Costas doing at a football game, a play caller, a commentator, getting into the political mix? This is not your place. This is a football game. He caught a lot of heat for that, Jim, as you know, and was recently on O'Reilly not too long ago, and he tried to walk that back a little bit, and we called him out on it on the show here. And you know, the Daily Caller has a story out about Bob Costas shooting his mouth off again, and it's from Chris Cox. Actually, the Daily Caller ran it, but it's from Chris Cox, who is the executive director of the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action. And I'll let you kind of paraphrase what happened.
Yeah, I mean, well, Costas' comment is, you know, let's make a bet. Let's say over the next 5 years we do a Google search, we have an independent party monitor, you keep track of how many times good and constructive things are associated with athletes having a gun, and I'll keep track of tragedies and criminal and folly. Let's see who comes out ahead or behind, as the case may be. These things are directly connected, unquote. Now, so what he, since we know from Dr. Lott and all his research, guns are used far more often for good purposes than bad, what Bob Costas is saying here is athletes are criminals at an incredibly higher rate than the society at large, and they shouldn't have any rights. That's what he said.
We all know that to be false.
Yeah, if I was an athlete, I would be outraged at him. Here he is slamming the people he supposedly spends his life covering and admiring. It's just, it's such a hypocritical stance on his part. And Bob Costas is somebody I used to like and respect. And he just, over the last 5 years, I just find him annoying as heck. Even on something where he's in his area of expertise, I can't listen to him without wondering if he's as wrong about what he's saying on that as I know he has on guns. Why should I listen? And the answer is, I don't. I shut it off. I don't watch Bob Costas do anything anymore. I won't watch it if any covers.
Sadly, I'm the same way, and I know of many, many, many other Americans that feel the same way. I want to point out what Chris Cox said, because his assessment of that was brilliant. And I quote, when a football player and his family enjoy a day at the – well, let me back up here a little bit. You were mentioning that and you quoted him directly, and you said that he would keep track of all the tragedies and criminality and folly from the athletes who own guns. Here's what Chris Cox said. Quoting, as one in the business of broadcasting, he should know that the vast majority of good and constructive things associated with athletes or anyone who owns a firearm don't make the news. He continues, when a football player and his family enjoy a day at their local range, it doesn't make the local 6 o'clock broadcast. When a baseball player takes his daughter deer hunting, you won't see Brian Williams talking about it on NBC Nightly News. Nor will you see Diane Sawyer featuring a story about a basketball player, golfer, or hockey star who used a firearm to defend themselves and their loved ones against a violent criminal attack. The reason you don't see these stories isn't because they don't exist. In fact, they occur thousands upon thousands of times every year, far more often than the tragedies and criminality and folly of which Costas speaks. You don't see them reported because they don't drive up ratings. And Chris Cox goes on to say that he would accept the bet provided that they compare real statistics, not misleading fake news reports. And when you lose, he said to Chris, or he said to Bob, you have to turn down armed security at your events for an entire year. As you say, these things are directly connected, which Jim was a really nice smack upside the head with reality to Bob Costas, who will never take that bet because he won't be willing to give up his armed security, will he?
No, he won't. And he knows everything's stacked. He wants a stacked bet. He doesn't want to actually discuss the issues because he knows he'll lose. But he wants no one else to have what he has. He's an elitist who thinks he's above everybody else. And I just, you know, I don't respect that in a man.
Well, Chris also mentions in this, and Chris is a great guy, he mentions that athletes as a group, including former NFL star Dave Butts and former NBA star Karl Malone, are both members of the NRA's board of directors. He's insinuating that they're not smart enough to responsibly handle a firearm, Jim. It's absolutely ludicrous. Here's a case in point and a little message to Bob Costas. You should have stuck to broadcasting. It's too late in my book now. Your cat's out of the bag. You blew it. So I'll put you in the same camp as I put Keith Olbermann, who realized his mistake and went back to sports. Too bad for him. He had already turned off too many people. That'd be like Piers Morgan coming back and trying to do something without a gun control shtick. Would you agree?
It would. I mean, it's just, it's like, look at what we do to somebody who makes a racist comment. That's forever remembered because it's wrong and degrading. Well, you know what? This is saying, just because somebody plays professional football or whatever, that they're criminals and they were more likely to kill somebody and all this other, that's a reckless, stupid statement, and it really shouldn't be tolerated. But you know what? NBC seems to promote stupid ideas, so, you know, I guess that's why they have the ratings they do and why your show is growing the way it is.
I think freedom is contagious, Jim. We mentioned that in a couple segments earlier, and I think freedom is contagious. People like to hear conversations like this because they don't hear it on mainstream press.
It is, and you and I have talked about this before. Whenever you meet somebody that has come here from a communist-type environment and they've come to the United States, they love freedom. It is so addicting, and they are fear for the future of our country. They came here to get away from socialism, and they see our country headed in the same direction of what they fled and what they saw people die for in the country they were born in. It's very frustrating to our legitimate immigrants who want to be here and be Americans, proud Americans.
It's not just those who fled tyranny and communism. It's also those who fled, like our good friend John Higgs out in Colorado, who writes for many magazines, edits magazines, very pro-gun. He's been a guest on this show many times. Love his British accent on the program. John left Great Britain, came to the United States for our freedoms here. Australians who have fled, they love their gun rights. They love their freedom here in America. And you know, Jim, it's interesting. This is a topic for another show, probably with Alan. But Alan Corwin has made the case before that all of the Mexican immigrants in America all want to be gun owners as well. This is a right that they don't possess in Mexico, and that could be good for us.
Alan has written some great stuff on that topic.
Very provocative stuff. We'll talk about it when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you, the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple. IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, America, from those toasty, tasty beaches of South Florida, all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every point touching in between. That's a beautiful thing, and we couldn't have done it without you. Thank you very much as this program continues to grow. Jim Irvine, chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, it's a pleasure as always.
Hey, listen to this. We're going to have some fun with this one. I am anyway. A lot of people are going to call me crass and rude and everything else, but I don't really care. Sean, you're with me?
You know that.
Have you ever heard of a young man, 18-year-old, by the name of Michael Stephen Smith of Marbury, Alabama? Jim, have you ever heard of him?
No.
No.
Sean, you haven't heard of him either?
No.
Do you want me to tell you who he is?
Yes, please.
He's a dead guy.
Okay.
He was dead. He was shot and killed in Marbury, Alabama.
Going by three names is always a bad sign.
Just by this, just this past murders. Week. Yeah. Well, here's what Michael Stephen Smith, the dead guy, did. He knocked on the door of a house in Ottawa County, Alabama. And he told the homeowner, a young lady, that he was broke down. Mm-hmm. And when she came to the door, he, of course, what does he do? He kicks the door. You know, she opens the door, comes to the door. He kicks the door in and enters the house with a knife.
Oh, okay.
He gets shot. And they find him dead 30 feet away from where he was shot by the female homeowner. Hmm. Now, they and I quote from WSFA TV reports, drag marks led investigators to believe another person was involved and a second person of interest was taken into custody later Friday morning. And they got a picture of this beauty, you know. This guy's a real beauty. 32-year-old James Brian Vance. They charge him with first-degree robbery in connection to the incident. I'm wondering why he's not charged with felony murder. Jim, any thoughts on that? Usually when you're involved.
Yeah, I was going to ask the same question.
Yeah, they should add that charge on, absolutely, because if he's involved in it and someone died, he's that's murder.
That's generally what the charge is, Sean, is, and they call it a felony murder, of course, when somebody else is involved in the crime. And you know, if you break in my house and I shoot and kill you and you have a partner with you, that person will be charged with your murder for participating in the crime that got you killed.
Yeah, that's capital murder here in Texas, automatically.
So you got to love Texas. Now, Jim, you're familiar with the case down in Houston, Texas, I'm sure, where the father shot and killed the boyfriend of his 16-year-old daughter. All right. There are some cries now from the family of the victim, the teen, who was killed by the father. For the young lady, the daughter, to be charged with his murder. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. And the reason I say that is, and the reason they're saying that is because she initially told her father she did not know this young man, leading the father to believe his daughter was being attacked in her bedroom at night. Now, the man will not be charged with the crime, and nor should he be, because we have to use that legal definition of what he knew at that time. Like, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback these things. He was under the impression, rightfully so, based on what his daughter told him, that she was being attacked in her home. He lowered his hands against the father's commands, who was holding him at gunpoint, and the father shot him in his own home. And I got to tell you, many Americans will say they would have done the same thing. Your thoughts on that? This case is a little disturbing because of the age and what had happened and everything else. What are your thoughts on that, Jim Irvine?
It is a tragic accident, absolutely. And that poor girl is going to live with that for the rest of her life, and it will probably bother her the rest of her life. I hope she gets past this, and I hope she, you know, reconciles what she said and the results of those things, and gets on and can live a long, healthy life. But it's going to be hard for her, and it's important. The things we say and do matter, and little comments can make the difference between life and death on somebody we care about. But this is the exception to the rule. The normal way things go for license holders and gun owners is very good. We save way more lives than are lost in this really bizarre set of circumstances, tragic accident.
I've talked to very few people who believe that the homeowner, the man, should be charged with a crime. I absolutely don't believe he should be charged with a crime. You know, I put myself in that position. I have a young daughter. Lord knows that, you know, that this could easily result. My question to you is, do you think that she should be charged with a crime, being that it was her statements that led the father to believe something differently and gave him the justification under Texas law to shoot with what he knew at the time?
You know, I don't think so, but I would be interested in listening to what crime people want to charge her with. What she did was wrong, absolutely, but is it a crime for a teenager to lie to their parents? I mean, where will you talk about a slippery slope and where we're going to go on this? Is it going to solve anything? What solution? How do we make the world better by charging this girl with a crime? She's paid an unbelievable price already.
I don't know how
benefits from charging her.
You know, your heart goes out to the family of the young man who was shot in this instance.
Yeah, a guy
based on the statements that were made by the daughter. And like you, I think we need to see a little bit more information. I would have to see some more reports and some specifics about it. I'll withhold judgment on that at the current time. But the question is out there, and I believe that they could make a case. There's no doubt in my mind. that they could probably push this and make a case that that young man would be alive today had she told the truth right out of the box. That case could clearly be made.
Yeah. And you know what? That kid absolutely did not deserve to die.
Oh, of course not.
But at the same time, how many other kids have we seen who die doing other things? When you go in to somebody else's house,
there you go.
And you know the situation that he knew what he went into, not that he was going to face the gun, but he knows, the dad doesn't know, he's in the bedroom, he's all of these other things contributing to his own demise. And not that he deserved to die for it, I'm not saying that, but he made mistakes too.
No, you bring up a good point. And Jim, I faced a lot of questions. I'll mention this now. I spent some time discussing the case down in Tampa, Florida, the movie theater, in fact, in my old neighborhood, where the 71-year-old former Tampa police officer shot and killed the younger gentleman, the 40-some-year-old man who was texting in the movie theater. And I made the case because we teach preparation, avoidance, and awareness here. And we want to take a terrible situation like this, and we want people to understand and remember and use this as a teaching moment. Of course, I got I expected to get the letter. It didn't take but a couple minutes. There you go, you gun nuts blaming the victim. Nobody's blaming the victim. What I'm telling you in this particular case was, if that young man had not been texting in that theater, I guarantee you and would stake my salary on it that he would be alive today. He didn't deserve to die for it, but ladies and gentlemen, you don't know who is around you. And if you're a young kid listening to this program, you've got to be careful. Pay attention to your surroundings. Don't do stupid things. It's easier said than done. We all do stupid things, particularly when we're that age. Just use it as a teaching moment, for crying out loud. Don't put yourself in that position. James Irvine, thank you very much. We'll talk to you later this week. We'll have you back on soon. Jim Irvine, everybody. Buckeye Firearms Association. Look them up in Ohio and join them. They're doing great work on your behalf while you're asleep at night. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you next week. Come to Orlando if you can make it on the 12th.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.